right. There it is. There is no snake in the birdhouse today.
No, we cleared him out.
But here with Matt McLaren on the invasion, COVID Corby can't make it. We do have, didn't you say that your nickname is Meat?
Yeah, I did.
So we have some meat in the birdhouse.
We have meat in the birdhouse.
Because yeah, Travis Meat Mejia.
Yeah, I don't like it.
What nickname would you like?
I guess I would say Pass.
Pass. All right. So Pass
no,
is here.
No. I'd pass on the nickname because I never really liked the like shortening of my name, Trav. It just makes me feel like I'm
teamy
7 years old or something like that. Hey, Trav. So I never really liked that, but I was real into Bull Durham when I was playing baseball and my coaches got wind of that.
So they called you Trav a lot?
No, they called me Meat.
Meat?
Yeah.
What about Is?
What was that back there? You jerk. Eat your chicken, Ham. You're a real jerk.
All right. So let's go to the X on Twitter or whatever you call it now.
I tease it as Twitter. Nobody calls it X.
I know.
I don't care what Elon
that makes me think
wants to
porn.
Call it.
Call it Twix.
Call it Twix. Okay. This one comes okay. to us from Z for the win. He was a little confused at first on where to leave his birdhouse question, so he sent it to EA, I believe, at first. Would you rather have to be naked for an entire professional speech or have to do a stand-up comedy routine with no jokes? So basically you take your speech from your professional speech and go to an open mic night.
Well, what's wrong with doing that?
If or you can do a clothed. Naked speech.
I would just do this speech at the open mic night. That. What are people going to boo you?
Maybe throw some Rotten Tomatoes if that's still a thing.
Do yeah. they still do that?
I don't know.
Isn't that like a medieval
never been
times
to a country,
thing?
To a comedy club.
Isn't that weird? Like they're leading you to get hung or beheaded and people are throwing cabbage and tomatoes at you.
Yeah, it's kind of salt in the wound a little bit, I would
say. I try to grab it. Mm, delicious.
Like, ooh, yummy, tomato.
I like cabbage.
Throw
some kale. Mm.
Let's see. This one from Juan M. Perez. If the starting lineup of the Mavs had individual walk-up songs, much like baseball, for tomorrow's game, what would they be? Now, my question to Juan Perez would be, when do we play these walk-up songs?
When they walk up to the free throw, maybe?
Okay, but then
do that?
Maybe not everybody gets their song played.
Right, it'd just be a quick little clip, but it's ready to go as you approach the free throw line.
Every time,
fire it off.
Every time you hit a three, instead of the like little coin drop, it plays like yeah. one note from your favorite song.
Because the only other way you could do it was for the Mavs, you'd have to get rid of Eminence Front and you wouldn't play that anymore.
Yeah.
And then at the starting lineups at the beginning of the game, when they're announcing the starters,
God,
you could play little
forever.
Clips. Donate yeah. to Junk for Joy. Donate your car today.
This would be
to
your
junk
walk-up
for joy.
Song. The next time we do the great game, I'm going to make sure that that plays just as you walk up to the batter's box. He's not amused, guys. Not amused, apparently.
No one's amused. You know how many
Everyone's
messages
amused.
I've gotten about that?
Everybody loves it.
And I agree with every single one of you because I think the same thing. I would say for Derek Lively, staying alive.
Okay.
What do you think? Because of the connection. Of Lively and Alive.
Oh, yeah. You know? I got you now.
For Luca, maybe Rammstein, since he's from Europe.
Uh-huh.
They are, too.
You couldn't pick a Slovenian song?
I don't know any.
Name me a Slovenian artist.
Sometimes he does have them playing during Shoot Around. He'll have some Slovenian song going.
Like Duhast. Wasn't that their hit for Rammstein? Rammstein?
I don't know, dude. You tell me. What year was this?
Duhast.
Like I said the other day, if it starts in a 19, I'm probably going to be a little foggy.
Yeah, I would imagine it starts in a 19.
Yeah, so.
1997, so yeah.
Okay, I should have a little recollection of that, but I don't.
I don't know. Kyrie could have, I don't know. What would Kyrie have? Is there a song about handles or handling? Too hot to handle, too cold to hold. You call the Ghostbusters and they're on patrol.
Maybe this is song. Why I'm Hot by Mims.
Okay. How about.
By Mims?
Does anybody get Lil Bow Wow's Basketball?
Okay.
I think I'd give that to Kyrie.
How's that song go?
Basketball.
Okay, Kyrie gets that. Derek Jones Jr. would get, man, something about defending. I'm the
Generic.
Defender.
Yeah. I'm the defender. Is that a good song?
And then who are we missing?
Songs about...
Oh, PJ.
Defense.
How about...
He needs...
No. How about Highway Danger Zone? Could be Derek Jones Jr. song. Because when he guards you, you're in the danger zone. I'm really bad at this.
Yeah. Give me... It's got to be a Texas artist, so...
For PJ?
For PJ.
All right.
So who's the guy? Is it
How about a little Carry On from Pat Green?
Big X the Plug. Is that him?
Big X the Plug.
That is in fact him.
Okay, yeah. So PJ can have a Big X the Plug song.
I mean, if you're talking about like Texas?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah, that guy. Okay.
Oh, yeah, that guy.
Or Chameleonaire.
This one comes from Chepe.com. If Donnie got caught up in a Brittany Griner situation on his way to Ireland, and in order to bail him out, you had to watch none of the NBA finals, would you help him? So you don't even get to watch these on tape delay, but it does get your radio partner out of Irish prison. Where I think it's going to be a little rough. The Irish prison.
Yeah, I was leaning towards, I would do it for Donnie.
You would do it for Donnie?
Yeah, because what else is going to happen to him?
You've already seen the Mavs win a championship.
Right.
Like, you don't need to see it again.
And what if they get swept? And I'm like, man, I'm glad I didn't see any of that.
And is it only like you can't record it and watch it the next day or anything, but could you, after the series is over...
Go back and watch it.
After
you already know.
Yeah, you buy the DVD set.
You go to the parade. Like, I can't believe that shot at the buzzer to win game 7. And I'm like, yeah, I have no idea what you're talking about. And Donnie's like, thank you, man. Because he would get to watch it. And he really loves the Mavs. So I would... You know what? Sometimes when you have a partner, you got to sacrifice.
Yeah, no, for sure.
There's nothing wrong in Irish prisons. I would sacrifice Donnie.
What do you mean there's nothing wrong with Irish prison?
It's not like he's going to be, like, tortured or anything. He's going to sit in a jail cell. So I'm going to watch the NBA Finals.
I guess the expert of Irish prisons, EA.
Yeah, no, EA, give us 30 seconds on Irish prisons.
Well, it's like our prisons, I'm sure.
American History X?
Yeah, have you seen American prisons? They're not great, dude.
But it's not like he's going to get tortured. You're going to make it sound like it's medieval times over there. Like he's going to get cabbages thrown at him. It's not going to happen.
That's two separate conversations.
Getting pinned down in the shower seems like torture to me.
And then they have that horrible accent, too.
Right.
Gah! Be terrible.
I need to see Luka win.
What are you doing there with that soap, baby? You're going to give me that there slop they gave you for the biscuits.
Before we get too far into this this new character, your Irish prison madman.
Thank you.
From Z for the win. What would you do if you accidentally sent a text complaining about someone to that person? So I have this.
Oh
man, you just gotta own it, right?
I think you just gotta own it because, like, you've sent the random text. Like, I'll text somebody where I open up the text messages and I just assume that I'm still on like text messages to my wife, and I'll send something to a buddy like, "Hey, babe, love you," whatever.
Mm-hmm.
But like, the close one though is the share option for links, especially on TikTok. Because you'll hit the message and then, like, try to type in somebody's name, and then they're, all of the names pop up. And if you accidentally click, I can't tell you how many random TikToks Peter Welpton has almost gotten that were intended to be sent to my wife. Because his name is right below if I type in a W.
Or you're sexting and...
Right, yeah.
You didn't realize somebody new texted you. You're like, oh, no, I didn't mean to send that to you, but are you in?
What do you think? What do you think? Eh? Eh? Yeah.
We've all accidentally sent a text that was meant for somebody else to the wrong person.
100%. And you just gotta, that's my bad.
I mean, what can you do?
Nothing.
But that would be weird if you're like, man, this one guy he annoys the hell out of me, and you send it to him.
I don't know anybody like that, though, that annoys me. Especially that works here.
That's good.
Just a bunch of good dudes.
I will say this. I did this in college once.
All right, I'm texting EA right now.
My cousin was with another girl, and he told me to watch out for it. and for his girlfriend, like if she came around to text him.
Oh.
Well, I was, you know, having a little too much fun. And when I saw her, I went to the phone and I sent her the message saying, dude, hey, she's coming. Watch out. And she came up.
And he responds like, not yet, she isn't.
What?
His girlfriend.
Uh-huh.
Like, yeah. He didn't see her coming to the door.
Right.
Good one, Matt.
One last one. Jeez. What would your superhero name be based on the last thing you purchased? And what would your superpower be?
Coffee. I bought one this
you
morning.
You did buy a coffee, so would you be Mr. Java? Java Man.
I'd have to be Mr. Coffee, and my superpower would be...
Java the Hutt.
Java the Hutt. That's pretty good. That's not bad.
I'm trying to decide, do I want to be able to fly or be invisible? I feel like invisible. So
well, it doesn't have to be coffee related.
Could it be Invisible Bean?
I guess it could. So you're going to be in the Invisible Bean.
And then somebody finds me like, I found the bean.
Oh, there it is. Grind it up. Make some coffee. See, the last thing I bought was a bag of peanut butter M&Ms.
What?
Yeah, dude.
When was that? Yesterday?
Yeah, almost every day. They're very good.
So you could be Mr. Butterman.
Peanut Butterman. Peanut Butterman.
The Candyman.
The Candyman. Nah, man. That's too wide, too all-encompassing. I want to have a specific flavor profile. Chocolate and peanut butter, the best. Only the best.
All right. Yeah, that's the birdhouse.
That is the birdhouse.
There it goes.